donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And what do you have there?
I got 1 in 4 Americans say they may need to take up arms against increasingly tyrannical Biden regime. A growing number of Americans are becoming so frustrated with the over-politicalization of American institutes and weaponization of government in the age of Joe Biden that they say they may find it necessary to engage in armed rebellion. And this is according to a new poll. The poll came out just ahead on Independence Day, and a majority of Americans say that the government is, quote, corrupt, rigged against everyday people like me, unquote, including two-thirds of Republicans and independents and about half of the Democrats. The poll released Thursday says registered voters are proud. Were asked, are you proud of the country, to which 39% said yes. And that's down 12 points from June 2017. That's the last time that question was asked. Since Biden came into power, his Justice Department has targeted conservatives, independent parents who showed up at school board meetings to protest sexually inappropriate and divisive racist curriculum as domestic terrorists. And the Biden Department of Justice has treated protesters who merely trespassed in the Capitol like they were top-shelf terrorists, keeping dozens locked up for nearly 18 months. If the Biden regime doesn't want an armed rebellion on its hands, or Democrats in general, it would behoove them to start changing their policies immediately and then their targeting of political opponents.
Now, well, they're pushing for that. They know, look, they know what happens. If we have a fair and honest election, if there was one, there would be no more Democratic Party. It'd be gone. The Democratic Communist Party, well, there are no more Democrats anyhow. They've turned to the Democratic Communist Party. They're completely gone, but they know that they would be gone. They've got to do something. The Biden regime is completely and totally corrupted. Now, again, I want to keep reminding people because, you know, for 50 years, we've been telling people what's coming, and for 50 years, everything that we've said has come to pass. Now, sometimes we said we hope we're wrong. We hope that this is not going to happen.
But don't you think that they're pushing for an armed rebellion because they think they can win it, and the problem is I don't think they will. The longer he's in, the more people are going to be turned off.
But you see, you don't understand. He's not talking about that right now. Even as we're sitting here right now today, in Central America, you have a large group growing occupation of Russian and Chinese troops. They're coming in. You've seen them come right into Canada to the border to the north, coming in there for training. Now, again, I want to try to remind people a lot of people in the know. We're talking about high-ranking military officers that, of course, have been taken out and purged by Abomination, the man of great sin. But they're saying that the information is that they believe that China, around November, they're openly talking about it, is going to threaten to invade America. And they believe that, since they own Biden, China, we told you around 2018, 2019, how the Chinese government was boasting. They were boasting about they own Joe Biden. They own high-ranking officials in the government. And so here, at one point, I think they gave him at one point like $35 million. Now, for example, what I'm talking about, you just had one of our national reserve, our oil that we need in case of emergencies. Biden sold 5 million barrels. 5 million barrels of our reserve oil, what we need for emergency, to China.
Yeah.
Okay, now that company that bought it in China, Huo Mao was one of Hunter Biden's companies that he was involved with. Okay, now you're not going to hear any of that on the Chinese-owned, Communist Party-owned NBC, ABC, or CBS, okay? And that's why we're here.
And did not General Milley say that he would call China if there was anything moving towards anything.
He would warn them before about, yeah.
And yeah, about
he would warn our enemies. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he called them. So you've got the head of the Joint Chiefs, basically, and you've got the president conspiring against the nation.
They will sell us out. The word,
yeah,
right now has it that if that happens, that they will say we cannot win a war with China. We're better to accept their terms. Now, and right now the Chinese government, along with BlackRock and Bill Gates, have been buying up land all across it.
Did you see where Bill Gates yesterday bought 2,100 more acres in North Dakota?
Yeah,
he did that.
They want to buy up all the farmland, all the land. Now, what Bill Gates doesn't realize is that when it comes down to, because they're starting, they want to make a man-made famine, the world's greatest yeah. famine that's ever happened. This is what they're pushing for right now. And they got to understand, look, we've been around a while. A lot of us old-timers, like myself, you know, veterans, you know, we've been around our... Children are grown, our grandchildren, and we're not going to give up what freedoms we have. We'd rather die That's on right. our feet than live, and we'll fight to the last breath against this antichrist, communist-controlled government. Now, Milley, Austin, Biden, they're doing everything they can to destroy our military. Here's an example. U.S. Army says, unjabbed, those that refuse to take the kill shot, National Guard and Reserve soldiers can't drill and won't be paid. Now, right now, they're having a hard time trying to recruit. The recruits are down. They're only doing about 25% of what they need to keep our military where it's supposed to be. The U.S. Army has announced that the unvaccinated National Guard members and reservists who missed the deadline to get fully jabbed with a death shot will not be allowed to take part in a federally funded drills or training and will not be paid or receive retirement credit. Again, Biden, Austin, and Milley, this is treason. What they're doing, this is high treason. The idea is to neutralize our military. They're trying to hurt our country in every way you can possibly hurt our country and destroy it.
And don't forget about all the stuff they've given away this year.
Well, yeah, only what is it? $95 billion
in one spot, and we don't know how much they've given.
In Afghanistan to our enemies, right?
Afghanistan, but we don't know how much they've given away in other spots because, like the howitzers that they've given away to Ukraine and all that. That obviously we still had those. So
we do know that they're bringing in. Many truckloads, busloads of young military age
yep.
men, and they're creating sleeper cells all over the country. You do that for a reason.
Sure.
Okay. And right now there's a lot of chatter amongst the Muslim societies. Anyhow, he goes on to say here that the Army released a press release that stated beginning July 1st, members of the Army, National Guard, and U.S. Army Reserve who have refused the lawful Department of Defense. It's not lawful. It is not lawful. That's a lie told by liars. That, coming out of the Pentagon, they're lying
right. yep.
because these were experimental shots. They're not lawful. And you have, what was it, World War II, after World War II, we had... a treaty that was signed, what was that people had no longer had to ever be forced to take these.
Yeah, that was, oh, you're thinking of the Nuremberg Agreement.
That's exactly
the Nuremberg
right.
Agreement. Yeah, that's the first right, is that they can't inject you or make you part of any experimentation without full disclosure to you. And without your full, you have the right to refuse that.
So when they talk about lawful, this is not lawful. With the Department of Defense, they are unlawful.
Yeah.
They have illegitimate, okay?
Now, and it's not full disclosure. We know that it's so far from full disclosure.
And they have come out and said they will not abide by the court's ruling. Now, you've had these phony these phony treasonous people like Milley and that come out and say, we're soldiers, we obey the orders of the civilian. Well, no, they're not, okay? They have become, and just like the FBI, remember when we used to count on the FBI to fight communism? Yep. Now they've become
communist.
The very communists. They were infiltrated. They've become the very communists they used to fight. Anyhow, here, praise the good Lord for Governor Abbott. He invokes the invasion powers to return illegal immigrants to Mexico. Now, the very corrupt, the extremely and totally corrupt Joe Obama-Biden regime is now going to sick their totally, completely corrupt DOJ with a very completely corrupt cop, dirty cop, Merrick Garland, and trying to come against Governor Abbott, okay? I don't know what they think they can do, but the people are getting more and more fed up. And so, folks out there, keep Governor Abbott in your prayers, because the people in Texas are trying to keep their property. You have an article there?
Sure. But actually, mine are kind of getting away from this. To me, like, here's a little bit of hope. It says U.S. factory construction soars as reshoring trend, Bill Steen. It says factory construction in the United States is surging as more American companies considering reshoring their production. Reshoring is the process of bringing back production and manufacturing of goods to the firm's original country. So countries are starting to come back here. It says that for the 12 months ending in May of 2022, non-residential building starts were up 20% higher than 12 months prior than May 2021. Commercial starts grew 18%, institutional starts grew 9%, and manufacturing swells rose 116% on a 12-month rolling basis. According to the 2021 report, the reshoring initiative, reshoring and foreign direction investment, and that's called FD1 for foreign direct reinvestment announcements in 21, hit a record 261,000, bringing the total number of jobs back since 2010 to more than 1.3 million. The highest rate of 20 and 21 versus foreign direct reinvestment indicates that U.S. headquartered companies are starting to understand the same benefit to be localized that many foreign countries have understood over the last decade. And I thought that that was pretty interesting, because I think that Joe Biden might be pinching a little too hard, and some of these companies are waking up.
Well, they are. There is some pushback. And by the way, I wanted to tell the folks out there, those companies that are, those so-called woke corporations that are paying women to kill their babies, that are paying for death, these are evil. Folks, we're in the next newsletter, you're going to have a list of that, a list of those corporations. Yep. Now, let me tell you what you need to do. You really, this is the time right now. It's now or never. You don't know how close you could be for the Lord's return. I mean, that rapture of the church could happen tomorrow. But not just that. For all of you out there listening, okay, you don't know when the Lord is going to require your soul tonight, right? And so there's nobody that you know that have got too many crowns in glory, right? You
can't, amen.
You can't put up too many there.
Yeah.
So, listen, the Bible clearly teaches that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. God, from Genesis to Revelation, he shows you. Now, here, when you get the newsletter and you get that list, what you need to do is make copies of it. See, what's happening, these woke corporations, they're telling you that we're going to slap you around. And like Dick's Sporting Goods and Kohl's and these others. What are you going to do about it? You know, we're big corporations. Look at our money. What are you going to do about it? Where else are you going to go? And by the way, the Biden regime is purposely, right now they're predicting that as many, okay, 65% of small mom-and-pop businesses are going to be put out of business. Now, they're going to fight. Americans are... They're the people that have a fight in them. They have a spirit and a freedom, okay? And I always encourage people to shop local. Go to your mom and pop store. I'll go to my mom and pop store, local mom and pop, local, and I'll pay more if I have to. If I have to, I'll do that. And it's a matter of principle. When you, like Wally Mart, remember, Wally Mart gave $300 million to burn, loot, and murder. To burn, loot, and murder, right? Well, you know, they were formerly Black Lives Matter.
That's right.
But but Black Lives Matter was burn, loot, and murder. So, and the money went to them so they can burn, loot, and murder, right? If you don't have any integrity, and you have the right to be a lesser person, if you're one of those lesser persons, if you're the way that big corporation thinks you are, if you're the way that Coca-Cola thinks you are, if you're not willing to be less white, for example, whatever, then don't do anything. I mean, if you are a lesser person and you've got no honor and integrity, you've got the right to be that way. But if you've got any decency, any honor and integrity, if you love the Lord, if you've got some fight in you, some metal in you, then stand up. Make copies of those lists. Show corporate America that they're not going to step on your face and get away with it. You're going to stand up to them, okay? And do that.
And we did it in a nice way. It's just one page of the newsletter on this edition of the newsletter. So all you have to do is copy one page, and it has the page and the explanation. And it lists, I think it's like, it's a little bit over 30 companies on there, but people like Procter & Gamble and people that you know, and then you can see who's supporting what. And it's very convenient. And Pastor Sanders was he was adamant about having it done to make it easy and to do it now. And I think you'll find it more than worth the effort. But we are asking you at least make a copy for one other person.
All right. You know, and speaking of that, too, look, we have a lot of the 2,000 mules. If you have not got 2,000 mules, we're even going to do, we had, what, $60, a donation of $60. Yeah. We'll send you a 2,000 mules free. If you want to go to $75 or whatever, we will send you an additional free mystery gift. We have books, CDs, things that we've given out over the past where we still have limited amounts of these.
Why don't we do something with
irrelevant.
Dr. Cass Ingram, because people don't know that he...
Well, because Dr. Cass Ingram has passed away, and we no longer have access to his materials, okay? And so that's why we don't do that. So here, where we have many, many different books. We have books by a lot of your well-known pastors. We have books, DVDs, CDs, from that are very relevant to what's happening today. And so we're trying to stay on the air. Look, folks, we're not in it. We don't make a profit in doing this. We battle, we fight with everything we have because of the cause. It's the cause. It's the cause of Christ. It's the cause of freedom. And we need your help to do that. We've had to fight and scratch, and by God's grace, alone, we didn't go off those stations on the 8th. Well, today's the 8th. This would have been the day, right here.
Today would have been the day. Right?
By this today, we would have been...
This would have been the last broadcast.
Right. This would have been the last broadcast on those three stations. But by God's grace, we didn't. So please don't wait to the last minute again. The newsletter's coming out. When you get that, as soon as you get your newsletter, fire off that support. We need it as quickly as we can. You get that little return envelope. But now, speaking of the newsletter, you're going to find some very interesting articles in that newsletter. What they do not want you to know. Believe me, all of the stuff that we're going to be sending you is what the fake news media and the Antichrist world system is trying to keep from you. That's why we're here, to be the end run around this Antichrist system. So if you don't get the newsletter, you ought to. A little note. Just send a little note to WRWL Ministries, or just WRWL, 14781 Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Again, I'll give that to you again. I know some people out there looking for pencils or pens right now, trying to find something to write on. And so that is WRWL14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Now, the reason we do that, Randy, people need this information as quickly as they can. Remember, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge. So if you don't get the newsletter, you really should. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. So now, here you go. Woke National Teachers Union agenda includes mandatory masks, vaccines. Oh, by the way, they're saying we're going to have another pandemic is coming. The Fauci boys are going to start controlling us again. They're going to want to put the masks on the dummies. They're going to mask up the dummies out there and try to enforce their will on us again. Anyhow, vaccines and banning the words mother and father. Now, folks, this is the NEA, the National Education Association. Another name for the NEA actually is the Queer KKK. The NEA can be called the Queer KKK because they promote sodomy, and they are anti-white. They are racist. Okay, and so, folks, the NEA is the Queer KKK as far as I'm concerned. Now, if you love your children and you have them in a public school, well, I have doubts if you love them, unless it's one of those country schools out in the country where the parents have some control of the school board. But those teachers that belong to the NEA, I don't want nothing to do with them, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You know, while you're talking about children, here's another one where it says, Director General of the Danish Health Authority admits vaccinating kids was a mistake. And that's why, to me, it's like this is very interesting because we know they're going to bring out another one. But what will they say in back this? Based on current information, it is inappropriate to immunize children, according to the Director General of Denmark's Health Authority. And his name is Sorensen, I guess it's Bronstrom. And with what we know today, yes, we knew then, no, was the answer, Bronstrom said. Even the head of the Danish Health Authority admitted that vaccinating the children was a mistake. I want to look all the parents who have vaccinated their children in the eye and say, you did the right thing, and thank you for listening. But at the same time, it is an important thing to maintain confidence. And I want to admit that we have become wiser and we would not do the same thing today. We would not do it in the future either. And that's this article is very interesting that this is the head of a government. And I certainly hope that this one we keep to come back, because when they bring the next one back, we need to have that same access to that same thing.
Doctors baffled at autism among American children. It surges by 50%.
Right.
The number of children in the United States being diagnosed with autism has skyrocketed in the last 2 years. This is an article by Fact Check, and it goes on to say, scientists say they are baffled after researchers at Guangdong Pharmaceutical University in China found that 3.49% of the U.S. children and adolescents, or around one in every 30, had autism in 2020. It goes on to say, Infowars.com reports, while the research team did not give an exact reason for the jump, many experts have speculated the increase is related to parents better understanding the early signs that their children have autism and more surveillance for the conditions. There you go. I would probably say maybe the poisonous poke may have a little bit to do with that too, huh?
Oh, I would think so too.
Well, here you go. Here's another article. What we're telling you about what the public school system has done with its indoctrination. Young Democrats, they call them Democrats, of America promote self-managed abortion training. Self-managed baby killing. These are, just unbelievable. These are overprivileged, unthankful, ungodly, little snot-nosed brats.
Absolutely.
An upcoming event hosted by Young Democrats of America advertises a training event with self-managed abortion. You know, here they were talking about, and they were crying, these screaming banshees, women, these unclean women were screaming about, women are going to die now that we have to give our own abortions. Well, you know what? You deserve to die. Let me tell you who says you deserve to die. God says you deserve to die when you kill a child. Now, I know that a lot of these people, even at the crisis pregnancy centers, would say, Pastor Oney, where's your love? Where's your love? You see, I'm going to tell you what the love is. The love is telling the truth. If you love somebody, you want to tell them the truth instead of pacifying and justifying their sin. Killing a baby is murder. What you call abortion, God calls murder. Listen to me. God calls it murder. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And this whole idea is that we have to be more understanding. And every time these women kill their baby, we have to love them, know that we love them for it, right? No, that's not what the Word of God teaches at all. Bible says, and let me tell you, up until 1973, women went to jail. They went to prison for killing their babies, okay? It was murder. Some of them were executed for killing their babies, right?
That's right.
And again, God has said this. God has said this.
But nobody says that killing the baby is a terrible thing. That's what it always interests me, that they'll say that, where's your love? You know, you got to have compassion that women are going to die. Well, the baby's definitely going to die.
The baby's definitely going to die. Those bloody abortionists, I truly believe there's a special hot place in hell, a special hot place in hell for those cowardly baby slaying, you know, baby raping abortionists, and that's what they are.
Yeah.
And so here, the young deathocrats of America are promoting giving, learning, teaching how to kill babies.
And speaking of deathocrats, election analyst says Nancy Pelosi lied to donors about Democrats' chances in 2022 midterms. Election analysis Nate Silver is accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of lying to Democrat donors about her party's chances of winning the 2022 midterms. And it says Nate Silver's 538 just announced the Democrats are poised to win 6 seats this November. Pelosi wrote in an email, "This is a straight-up misinformation," Silver tweeted back in response. "We have Democrats as heavy underdogs in Florida and Ohio. Pelosi would routinely send out emotionally charged campaign emails for a long history of making false or misleading statements. Pelosi recently attempted to justify skyrocketing inflation under President Joe Biden by saying that when unemployment goes down, inflation goes up, a claim that PolitiFact rated mostly false in blaming the Russian invasion of Ukraine on inflation. Biden's month before Russia's invasion, the Washington Free Press had reported. How do we get to the point to where these articles were labeled as fact? Fact checks and almost not about the facts themselves. I just thought that was interesting that Pelosi's lying and that there's dissension among the ranks there amongst those people.
Well, yeah, you've seen, look, even when Biden comes, you've got people that don't want to be seen when they're running for office and they're running from Biden. They don't want to be, and Pelosi knows she's on her way out. If in fact, she's got to come up with a way not to have an election. She knows if there are fair elections, if we have an actual election, she's gone.
Yeah.
And of course, she'll be gone with her millions and her millions and her millions that her corrupt family has made during that time. All that time she's been in the Senate and the House. Do you remember when that corrupt woman, when President Trump, the best president, right alongside Ronald Reagan in my lifetime, and I've been around for many of them, okay, going all the way back to Harry Truman, when she stood and tore up his speech behind
in the chambers.
She's a wicked old woman. She's a wicked and she's unclean very unclean. I watched her. We watched in that film what she did standing next to those sodomites, standing within a foot of them, sodomizing each other and praising them for their sin. She's a wicked old woman. She's an unclean old woman. She's an ungodly old woman. Unless that nasty old woman repents, unless she repents, God has said, unless she repents, she'll burn in hell. And there you go. We'll be back right after this with more.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be
We are back, and folks, I pastor a church called Doers of the Word Baptist Church. It's located in Newberry, Ohio, and we're an actual New Testament church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. We actually hold it to God's Word, the Bible, literally. We have a position that we no compromise, period. We do not embrace sin. We hold to the Word of God. We teach and we preach the Word of God exactly the way that they did in the old, with Paul and Peter. We hold to the Gospels. We use the King James Bible. We do not use any of the new perversions. Now, again, we will obey God, and our position is very clear. We have it posted out there. Our service starts at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. with praise and worship. At 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10, we go into an in-depth Bible study. And then at 11:15, we have our morning service. And then sometimes between in the afternoon, anywhere between 4 or 5 and 6, depending on it, we normally show a film. It's the Bible and current events, the Bible and current events class. And it's always something that the Antichrist world system does not want you to know. And then at 6 p.m., we always have the evening service. And again, the phone number there at the church is 440-338-1367. 440-338-1367. If you're not in an actual New Testament church, you need to get into one. And so there you go. Let me, we have an article here. Amazon buying up massive industrial land holdings across the U.S. Even as it reduces warehouse square footage, what are they planning? Okay, here you go. One of the company's most recent purchases was 193 acres of land located just outside Round Rock, Texas, near Austin, Texas. Lenient land use laws means that Amazon can use the massive parcel of land for whatever it wishes. According to reports, Amazon's land accumulation endeavor started about 3 years ago. The Seattle-based retailer Predator quietly started searching for land in Southern California, Texas, Illinois, Florida, Bay Area. Since that time, the company has just about tripled the amount of industrial space it owns in North America. Between 2020 and 2022, Amazon acquired 4,000 acres of bare land, says real estate research CoStar Group Incorporated. Some of the land will probably be used for new fulfillment centers, but the rest of what the company has planned remains unclear. I can tell you right now, I'm pretty sure it's not for good reasons.
Oh, absolutely not. Despite the fact that the lunatic left believes all humans who want to live a modern life are destroying the planet, the reality is our society cannot exist at its own level without fossil fuels. But fossil fuels are 100% reliable, and frankly, using today's technology, we can make them burn very cleanly. During Donald Trump's term, America produced and burned more carbon fossil fuels than ever before, and yet emissions actually fell. Larry Kudlow, one of then-President Trump's top economic advisors, warned in a recent interview that ditching fossil fuels would lead to country-destroying levels of unemployment. And it says that the dream, that craziness, that wokeness is going to destroy our economy is what they mean by transition. I think it's in if that's it, I think we're in for it. It would be a permanent recession. We couldn't possibly afford to do that. The job losses would be tens of millions. I'm not exaggerating. A lot of first-rate economists would have made the same point of view. So I'm very leery about this transition all the way over to green. And I think that's very interesting for them to finally admit that we need fossil fuels.
Well, yeah. Again, look, Biden is doing everything he can to reduce America to third world status. He wants to bring in famine. And it's that people say that, well, that poor old man, he's just incompetent. No, he's not.
He knows what he's
okay.
doing.
Okay. Obama's pulling the strings behind him, and Soros is pulling Obama's strings. Again, he is what he has done. More damage to this country than any foreign army could have done. He's weakened our military. It's getting weaker every day. They've got, Milley and Austin in there doing everything they can to destroy our military. If they can't kill our soldiers off with a kill shot, then they throw them out, okay? They don't want the best. They want to actually, right now, they said you don't even have to have a high school GED will take whatever we can. And basically what they really want to do is they want to bring in gang members. Again, remember, this is a completely corrupt regime. They want people they can depend on that will do anything, like MS-13, that have no morals, have no values. This is exactly what, and again, remember, and we're told you, we told you way before on this that the Biden crime family, they're as thick as thieves with the crime cartels. You know, they've made it, or they've opened the border. They're aiding and abetting the drug cartels and the human smugglers. And now there's a lot of evidence that the Biden regime is involved with some of that human smuggling.
No, absolutely. I mean, really, if you think about it, it's like, what are they going to be out of if we run out of things? What is are you going to let the first family run out of? And that's essentially nothing, you know.
Okay, here you go. This is what I was telling you. Go ahead, that's your next article.
Says Senator Ron Johnson suggests evidence shows Biden crime family may be involved in global sex scandal. And then there's a video that goes along with it. The article is by Jim Hoft, H-O-F-T. And it says, at the Gateway, pundits Christina Layla reported earlier, Joe Biden wired his son Hunter $100,000 back in December 2018 and 2019 to, quote, pay bills. The Washington Examiner obtained text messages from Hunter Biden's laptop showing Joe Biden untwittingly paid up to $30,000 to a Russian escort rig. Now, isn't that interesting? Hunter sent these texts saying his bank account was frozen, that he tried to make payments to escorts with Russian escorts. A 2020 Senate report alleges that Hunter made payments linked to what appeared to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. So that I think that that kind of shows that it definitely, that's called aiding and abetting. It says, on Wednesday, Senator Ron Johnson, joined John Solomon on Real America's Voice to discuss the Biden crime family. Senator Johnson suggested Joe and Hunter Biden are involved in a global sex scandal. And that's kind of the gist of the article. It says, I'm highly concerned in terms of Joe's compromise, the fact that he might have funded his son's use of potentially escorts in parts of a sex scandal, a global sex scandal, sex operation. And there you have it.
Okay, article by Ethan Huff and Lila Rose. Aborted human remains discovered in D.C. prove that abortionists are murdering live babies after they're born, they're born live. The main source linked to the article contains graphic and gruesome imagery of babies that were murdered through infanticide. It goes on to say, do not click on the link unless you're prepared to witness the horrors of today's abortion. It's evil what they're doing. University of Pittsburgh, we've seen what some of the films that they brought out the fellow there in California that exposed this, and they went after
him. And then they went after him.
Yeah, and they went after him for exposing this.
Right.
These horrors. These are horrors committed by beasts, by animals, by the most
absolutely
the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean people that existed. These are horrible, horrible people. Now, here, he goes on to, live-action activists have uncovered more disturbing proof of illegal activity occurring in the bloody baby killing abortion industry. The remains of aborted children were recovered from the Washington Surgery Clinic in Washington, D.C. We were out there some years ago. We were part of, picketed that bloody place out there where baby butcher, a butcher, abortionist Cicero Santangelo appears to be murdering children after they leave the womb following failed abortions. Dr. Robin Peruzzi, a national specialist, told Live Action News that after inspecting the remains, he is confident that at least four of the babies died at the age when they were viable premature people. There you go. It goes on. This is, I wanted to just, Google announces plans. You know, it's continuously getting more and more corrupt, more and more wicked out there. But go ahead. Do you have an article?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It says that Russia, Ukraine are at war. Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates have spent more than 7 years at war. It says Iran remains a sectarian powder keg. The United States is deeply involved. And it says find a war or rumor of war anywhere on earth, and Washington is likely to be involved in it. America is better positioned to lead the world than we've ever been. Joe Biden insists now that America's position to lead the world where we've never been. And the article goes on to talk about the unviability of having a draft. It says policymakers should first propose when they want to do the, and they're talking about a draft here, should first propose what they want to do to the world. Second, they should figure out the price of the policy. Third, they should decide the benefits, if the benefits are worth it. However, these are rarely done. Washington operates today the blob, as the foreign establishment is called, and simply assumes that America must rule the world. And it goes on to talk about the unviability of America being able to conduct a draft anymore. Finally, with annual assessments under $200,000, a draft would be highly unfair, dragooning but a small snare of 4 million Americans who turn 18 every year during a civilian service program, which would even be worse, and even drafting people to clean up the parks and the empty bed pads. And it talks about, like I said, our inability to have a draft. And that's sad, because there used to be a time when people were proud to serve.
All right. Google announces plans to aid and abet criminals who search for illegal access to abortion. Again, Google has been working, you know, again, with the corrupt government, with the intelligence agencies, and the very corrupt, crime-ridden Biden regime. But the location information of Google users who visit abortion clinics or other abortion-related facilities will now be purged from existence after the search engine giant announced special new protection for baby-raping murderers in response to the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Because of the potential legal problems involved with getting an abortion in many areas of the country where it is now legal, Google decided to update the privacy policy to automatically delete any incriminating information that might expose users who attempt to get an illegal abortion. Well, here, you know, for 49 years I've been fighting this horrible America's national sin of child killing. Our sewers from coast to coast have run red with the blood of God's children. God's word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. It's very, very clear that when you transgress God's dominion, when you destroy his image, okay, you, okay, are asking God to curse us. He said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you and yours may live. Again, Lord's willing, I'm going to be preaching America's Come Full Circle back to Genesis 6 this week, this Sunday, because we have come full circle. We're going back. A lot of the things that are happening, we're going to look at. But folks out there listening to me tonight, listen, do not let the sinister, these ungodly, the wicked, do not let them intimidate you. Do not let them scare you. Don't be afraid. Remember, God is on the throne. God is in complete control. They're not doing anything that he doesn't know about. And let me tell you something. God is a holy God and a just God, and God will punish sin. And now remember this, for those of you that have gotten saved, let me tell you something. Jesus made a statement. He said, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Believe me, the time will come. This will happen. There's no chance at all, none, that it won't. The time will come when the only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord. You're either saved or you're lost. There's no in between. That's what God has said. Now, and you're going to die. You will die. You're going to do that. It's appointed to all men once to die. And when that happens, it doesn't matter what you can believe. You can believe that you can be reincarnated and come back as a camel or whatever you want. But folks, you're going to die. And when you die, the judgment. And you're going to end up in heaven or hell. That's the reality. I mean, you can, again, you're free to believe whatever you want. But that's reality. You see, there's laws, God's laws, like the law of gravity, for example. You can say, well, you know, today I don't think I'm going to recognize the law of gravity. I think I'm going to get woke, and today, instead of being a man, I think I'm going to be a woman, and instead of falling when I jump out of this window, I'm going to fly. You can believe that if you want, but guess what, folks? You're going to be in for an extremely rude awakening. And so when you're listening here tonight to us, again, when you hear the preacher give the invitation, he's just the messenger. The message comes from God. God is telling you. Now, some people get a lot more warnings than others. And every time that you get that message, God is telling you, do it now, tonight, right now, today is the day that you need to repent of, call upon the name of the Lord, repent of your sin, and look for the prize. Look up. Look for your redemption. You can do that. He makes it easy for you. Jesus said, pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness. Pray, and God will always honor a commitment. And then ask the Lord Jesus to come and be the Lord of your life, all of your life, folks. We've given this invitation many, many times out there. And over the years, many people have done that. And no one has ever regretted doing it. But there are a whole lot of people that do regret that they haven't done it. Hell is full. Hell is full of people that wish they could undo that. Hell is full of people that wish they had made the other decision. Because, you know what? Eternity is a long time. So, do like the Lord said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now is the time to choose life. Now. Right now, tonight. Because you may not have a tomorrow. You may not have a tomorrow. Tonight, your soul may be. And tonight, all over this world, there are going to be people whose souls are required. And they're not planning on dying, but they're not going to see the morning light. We're out of time for tonight. Randy, I think we got through a lot tonight.
I think we did, too.
So until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always, always, let's do it.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.